Good morning. We are studying Mishnayos Shabbos. We are studying Masechta Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet and Hey. Says the Mishnah, Zorik Bayamar Ba'amos Pater. The Mishnah tells us that what? If somebody throws something in the Yam has the status of a Carmelis. It's not biblically forbidden to place something from a Rishus HaYachid into it, nor is it a forbidden action to place from Rishus HaRabim into it, or from it into either of those two places. So the sea has that status as well. And so therefore, from Carmelis to Carmelis, if somebody throws something within the sea for four Amos, he'd also be Pater. Rabbinically, it would be forbidden, but he'd be Pater. If there was a shallow pool and there was a public domain that went through it, so azorik l'socho arba amos chayev, if you throw into four amos, you would be chayev. Why? Because there, it's a rishus harabim. There, because it's so shallow, it creates a situation of chiyuv. V'kamahu rekak mayim, how much is considered a shallow pool? Says the Mishnah, pachos me'asara tvachim. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's not going to be considered anything significant. Rekak mayim, Rishus HaRabim Lachasbo, right? If you have a shallow pool and you have a public domain going through it, Hazorik Besocho Arbamos Chayev, then if you throw four Amos into it, you'd be Chayev. Now, this last statement of the Mishnah is a repeat of the immediately stated statement. So why does it get repeated? So in the Gemara, we explain that this comes to teach us two principles. If there is no depth in the Rekak HaMayim, even if it's four Amos wide, still people will go around it. Still it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. And also, that any situation where you have Rishus HaRabim going through it, even if the people don't go through it, notwithstanding, it's called a place of Rishus HaRabim. It says the Mishnah, Hey, Hazorik min hayam liyabasho min hayabasho liyam, if somebody throws something from the sea onto the dry land. Now remember, the sea has the status of a Carmelis, right? And now the dry land, we're assuming over here, is Rishus HaRabim, right? And so if somebody throws from the sea onto the dry land, or from the dry land into the sea, or from the sea to the boat, which is Rishus HaYachid, or from a boat, min asfina liyam, from boat to boat. So in all these cases, since we're dealing with rabbinic situations, because each one involves a Carmelis, pater, then a person would be exempt. Now, svinos kshuro zubazu, if you have a situation where you have boats that are tied to one another, right, metaltam izulazu, assuming you have an eruv, you can carry from one to the other. Imeinam kshuros, but if they are not tied together, even if they're surrounded by or contained within an eruv, in metaltal mizulazu, you can't carry from one to the other. Perhaps the boats will separate and the sea will separate them, in which case the eruv would be batel, because we cannot carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through a Carmelis when an eruv is not existent. And so therefore, if the boats are connected, they will never separate. If the boats aren't connected, they will separate, and therefore a person would not be able to carry from one to the other, and the eruv would not be active. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mr. Seshem, we will conclude this parak tomorrow morning.